低头敬拜。
Why do we have to bow our heads and worship thee?
因为什么时候你的画向我们解开，什么时候你就叫我们看见光。
Because whenever thy word is revealed unto us, we can see light.
多我们实在需要你不住的光照。
Oh, indeed, we need for thee to continually enlighten us.
借着你自己的话叫我们看见我们该走的路。
That through thy word we can see the path that we should be on.
借着你的光照叫我们里面与你不符合的东西给拿掉。
That through thy enlightenment anything that does not meet with you would be taken away.
让我们这些人里里外外都和你完全的合符。
So that all of us within and without could be meet for thee.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
时间可以不住的过去。
That time can continue to pass away.
你的话语却没有更改。
But thy word never changes.
你的定义一定要成就。
Thy will be done.
我们到你面前来的时候，我们里边是何等的安息。
And as we come into thy presence, how peaceful we are.
因为看到你的作为是那样的准确，又是那样的真实。
Because we can see how accurate thy will is and how real they are.
我们回顾过去，你没有失信。
And you have been faithful throughout.
我们仰望前头，我们深知你仍然是信实可靠。
And we look ahead, we still know that you are faithful and trustworthy.
所以我们求我们的主继续把你心里的话向我们解开。
So Lord, we do look to thee that you continue to open up thy words to us.
叫我们真知道你要做工做到一个怎样的地步。
So that we may truly know to what you would do.
我们的跟随就跟随到什么地步。
And that's how we should follow.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
主啊，晚上我们再次看你话语最末了的事实。
Tonight as we look into the last of your words.
主给我们赐人智慧和启示的灵，
we do ask that thou will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
让我们可以摸到你的心，
so that we can touch thy heart.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we await for thee.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
纪念我们这一段的时间。
Remember this time that we have.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be thine.
你话语的光赏赐给我们。
May you grant us the light of thy word.
祷告奉主的名。
In the Lord's name we pray.
Amen.
We'll still have a bit of sharing from the end of chapter 21.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
到了新耶路撒冷给造出来的时候。
That when New Jerusalem is shown,
我们就看见神所显明的一个事实。
Then we can see a fact that God manifests.
我们都知道新耶路撒冷就是在荣耀里的教会。
We know that New Jerusalem is the church in glory.
那么在荣耀里的教会就是把神起初的那个心意完全的成全。
And so the church in glory is that the complete will of God in his heart has been finished.
所以新耶路撒冷我们看见它表达出来的是从神在人中间的拣选做起头。
And so in the manifestation of the New Jerusalem, we can see it starts off with the God's choosing.
你看见城门里边就写上十二支派的名字。
Because at the 12 gates, you can see it is written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那是以色列与神的历史。
And so that is the history of God and the Israelites.
但是以色列却不是这个城。
But yet Israel is not this city.
但却是这个城的起头。
But it is the very beginning of the city.
那然后你就看见整个的城。
And then you can see the entire city.
那个城的根基是十二个使徒。
And the foundation of that city is the 12 apostles.
那这个是很重要了。
And now that is very important.
因为城的根基是使徒。
Because the foundation of the city is the apostles.
就说明了这一个城和使徒的那个关系是非常的密切。
It speaks of that the city and the relationship it has with the apostles is very close.
使徒们的交通，
the sharing of the apostles，
使徒们所得的启示，
and the revelation gained by the apostles，
使徒们所做的工，
and all the works of the apostles，
就成了教会给建造的那个基础，
has become the foundation for the building of the church.
所以以弗所书二章那里就这样说，教会是给建造在 使徒和先知的根基上。
And so therefore it is told to us in Ephesians chapter 2 that the church is built upon the apostles and the prophets.
那么在这个呈现出来的时候，
And so when the city is manifested,
弟兄们，你头一件事情留意到的就是天使用经纬直来量这个城。
Now, brothers and sisters, the first thing you can notice is that the angel used the golden weed to measure the city.
我们轻轻地提过。
And we have lightly mentioned.
这个用经纬直去量这个城，乃是用神的性情来量度这一个城。
The using of the golden weed to measure the city is that it is measured with the nature of God.
啊，天使在量度的时候不是根据别的。
And when the angel is measuring, it is not according to any other standard.
那是根据神的性情。
But it is according to God's nature.
这一点是非常的重要。
And so that is very important.
那也就是说，
That's also to say,
如果这一个城里面有一点点与神的性情不符合的，
In other words, if there's anything about the city that does not meet with the nature of God,
那就不能在这个城的里头。
Then it cannot be in the city.
也就是说在这个城里是无分无关的。
That also means they have nothing to do with the city.
所有在这个城里面的都和神的性情完全的符合了。
Because everything in the city meets with the nature of God.
我们从哪一个从哪里来领会这一点呢？
And so from where can we come to understand that point?
我们也提过了。
We also may mention.
这个量度的结果，
The result of this measuring.
不管它是量度什么，
Whatever it is measuring.
都量度出一个十二的事实来。
It measures out the fact of this 12.
十二个支派。
12
个使徒。
12 apostles.
十二种宝石。
12 precious stones.
144肘的长。
144 furlongs.
十二的十二倍。
And that is 12 furlongs.
你在这里你看到。
So there you can see.
你量度出来的结果都是十二。
The result of those measurings are all 12.
那是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
那就是说出。
That means
整个城的建造。
The entire building of the city.
都是照着神拣选的那一个目的来给建好。
It is based upon the purpose of God's choosing that it is finished, the building is finished.
根据是根据神的拣选。
It is based upon the choosing of God.
结果是结果在神所定规的那个意思的所拣选的那个目的的里头。
And the result is also finished upon the purpose of God's choosing.
那我们是在感谢神。
And so indeed we thank God.
那然后你我们留意到这一个事实的时候，
And when we take note of that fact,
我们才注意到底下的那些事情的重要。
Then we can see how important the matters to come are.
虽然还没有到最不了的时候就提到那是城墙的根基是什么。
And even though before we get to the end, it mentions what the foundations of the city all was, well, how long it is.
墙是什么？ The wall.
What the wall is.
那个街道是什么？
And what the streets are.
我们感谢赞美主。
Now we praise and thank the Lord.
不管你从哪一个点切入出去看这一个城。
So regardless of which point you would go in to look into the city,
这一个城全是生命的结构。
The city is completely made up of life.
因为提到城是碧玉。
Because it mentions that the city of
墙是碧玉的。
The city walls are jasper.
城是晶晶的。
The city is fine gold.
这碧玉和晶晶都是透明的。
And so all this, whether it's jasper, the fine gold,
is
transparent.
我们老早就提过。
And we mentioned.
我们见过没有透明的晶莹。
We have never seen silver or gold that is clear.
但是没有一个人见过透明的晶莹。
But we never seen anything that is clear.
就是在炉里面融成了金水。
And even though in the dew that may be mixed with the water.
Fluid gold.
Even with the fluid gold.
你只能从那些晶石的反照里头看到一些事物。
Even you can only stand from the reflection of those, see some things.
但是你却不能穿透那些晶石看见对面。
But yet you cannot see through the gold into the opposite side.
因为虽然它透亮，但是却不透明。
Even though it may be clear, it may not be transparent.
但是这里提到这一些。
But here are these things mentioned.
完全透明了。
They are completely clear.
当然我们老早就提过。
Of course we may mention of
this. 所有这里物质所提到的事物都不是真正的物质。
All these material matters mentioned here is not the actual material.
只是为了借着我们这些不知头脑的人去领会那一个时候的荣耀。
It is only used in this physical matter for us to have this physical concept to
know
of the glory
来表达那一个形象。
So that I would use these physical matters for us to comprehend how it would be like.
但事实上那个不是一个物质。
But in fact, it is not a physical matter.
我们从这里所提到的这些事物来看。
And so when we see all these physical matters,
所有这里提到的物质都是在那里发表一个生命经过磨练所带出来的结果。
It speaks of a life that has gone through training to bring forth this result.
那个生命透明的。
That life is clear and
transparent. 那个生命是华丽的。
That life is majesty.
哦，那个生命是丰富的。
That life is rich.
所以你看到所有的宝石都透明的。
And so you can see all the precious stones are clear and transparent. The gold is clear and transparent.
必须透明的。
The jasper is that way.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
这是说到教会的建造，是经过多少多少生命的磨练而堆积起来的。
Because it speaks of that the church through being formed and being trained has been formed and gathered this way.
所以这一段的日子里面，我们有机会常常提到。教会建造完成是根据那两个事实。
And so throughout we have made mention that the maturing of the church is built upon two things.
一个是得救的人数的添满。
One is that the numbers of those who are saved are filled.
一个是根据那个教会在生命里面长成基督的身量。
And the other is that the life of the church has grown to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
得之又是接受生命的问题。
And so that also has to do with to gain
长成基督的丰满，那是生命的丰富的。
To be saved is to gain the life, and to be matured is that the life is grown.
接受生命那个问题不是紧大。
And so the matter of receiving life is not too great.
因为你接受就接受，不接受就是不接受。
Because it's whether you receive the life or you don't.
你接过来，那事情就解决。
If you receive it, then the issue is solved.
但是生命的丰富就比较。不那么简单。
But the fullness of life is not as simple.
因为生命的丰富是根据旧生命的拆毁。
Because the fullness of life depends on that the old life is broken and taken away.
旧的生命拆毁的彻底。
And when the old life is completely broken,
生命的丰富就填满多一点。
Then the fullness of life can increase a bit.
生命的拆毁少一点。
And when the old life is broken a little less,
那生命的丰富的填满就没有那么丰富。
Then the fullness of the new life is not as abundant.
我们了解到这个光景的时候，
And when we know of that condition,
你就看到当耶路撒新耶路撒冷完全是这样的生命的丰富表达的时候，
Then you can see how the new Jerusalem manifests the fullness of life in this world.
我们就看到神的儿女们在建造这个城的过程的里面，他们所走过的路是怎样的路。
Then we can realize that the children of God in the process of them going through how being built, then we can realize what the past process that is.
当然不是每一个人都走到那么丰富。
Of course not every one of us would be that abundant.
但是经过基督台前的审判，
But through the judgment throne of Christ,
一切不够丰富的都烧掉。
All that is not as full and rich would be burnt away.
剩下来的不管是多还是少，
What is left, whether much or less,
都是生命的丰富的存留。
It is still what remains is the fullness of life.
但是到了新耶路撒冷的时候，
But when we reach New Jerusalem,
那因为这个是累积出来的结果，
And because this result is accumulated,
所以你再看不见谁多一点，谁少一点。
So no longer do you see who has more and who has less.
但是我们自己就知道。
But we ourselves know.
在建造这个荣耀的圣城的里边。
In the building of this glorious city.
我跟随主走过多少的路程。
How much path did I follow in following the Lord?
或者翻过来说。
Or in other words.
在这个荣耀的城的建造里。
In the glorious building of this city.
我逃避跟随主又有多少。
How many days did I escape, run away from following the Lord?
虽然那个时候那个结果不会显露这样的光景。
And even though the result would not manifest such a condition in that day.
但是对于我们自己个人来说，我们自己知道我们 是带进神的丰富的，还是亏欠神的丰富。
But as far as we are concerned, we will fully know if we have brought in the fullness of the Lord or did we come short of it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
到了新耶路撒冷显出来的时候。
That when the New Jerusalem is manifested.
这个整个都是给生命的荣耀的光辉所充满的。
We can see it is full of the glory and radiance of life.
那因此就引出一个事实来。
So therefore, it brings forth this fact.
这一个事实是非常重要。
Now this fact is very important.
约翰在那个意象里面看到这个城。
And when John saw the city in the vision.
他看到这个城，不管从哪一个角度切进来。
That regardless of which angle he would look at the city.
都是荣耀。
It is all glory.
都是丰富。
It is rich.
但是叫他感觉很稀奇的。
But what amazes him is.
他说我没有看见城内。有殿。
He said there is no temple in the city.
他没有看见这个城里边有殿。
And he saw no temple therein.
这个事情叫约翰感觉稀奇。
Now this truly amazed John.
所以他特别记下这一个事实。
So he especially recorded this fact.
怎么可能没有殿？
How can there be no temple?
在旧约的时候，圣殿是最重要的。
Because in the Old Testament, the temple was most important.
在新约的时候，那个属灵的殿就是教会，也是最重要的。
In the New Testament, that spiritual temple is the church and is also the most important.
在国度的日子，那一个殿也是很重要的。
And in the days of the kingdom, that temple is also very important.
怎么现在到了新天新地的时候，这个殿都不见了呢？
Why is it now in the new heaven and new earth, there is no temple?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常值得我们去留意的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is worthy that we pay attention to.
那么他除了说没有殿以外，
aside from saying there is no temple,
又说到城里头不需要日月。
He also says that the city does not need the light from the sun or moon.
那为什么呢？
Why?
那这个城是不夜城了。
Does that mean that this city has no night?
因为它没有太阳。
Because there's no sun.
也没有月亮。
And there's no moon.
是不需要月亮。
Does it mean it does not need the moon?
也不需要太阳。
And not need the sun?
就算太阳跟月亮那个时候还存留。
Even if the sun and the moon were kept in those days.
他们所发出来的光芒却起不了什么作用。
The radiant that they give forth has no function at all.
因为在那个城的里边。
Because in the city.
充满的就是神的荣耀。
All that fills the city is God's glory.
是神用他的荣耀来照明这一个城。
That God uses his glory to enlighten the city.
所以这个城里头根本就没有再分什么日啊夜啊，再不需要分了。
And so long, no longer is there day or night in the city.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们回顾旧约的会幕和圣殿的时候，
Now when we reflect into the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament,
我们只有一个印象，
we only have this impression.
但是我们确实不能明白。
But we cannot understand.
那就是说，
That is,
在至圣所的里边，
That in the most holy place,
都没有任何一些物质的光在哪里。
There is no physical light there.
那至圣所不是黑黑的一片呢？
And so does that mean the holy place, the most holy place is dark?
至圣所里边有约柜。
There is the tabernacle, the ark in the most holy place.
那约柜上面要淌血的。
And so you have to sprinkle the blood upon the ark.
那么约柜在至圣所里头。
And so the ark is in the Holy of Holies.
里头没有光。
There's no light.
但是祭司进去的时候。
But when the priest enters.
他怎么能找到约柜呢？
How is able to find the ark?
当然你摸摸说说是可以摸到，都摸到了，因为至圣所也并不那么大。
Of course, the most holy place is not that big of a place, a room, so you can't feel your way around.
但是你从摸索进去的。
But if you search in the dark,
很容易就碰上了。
Very easily you bump into it.
一碰上了不是把人碰坏了吗？
And if you bump into it, you'll hurt yourself.
就算没有碰坏。
Even if not,
你摸到了至圣所。
Even if you can touch the ark,
大祭司是带着血进去，要弹在施恩座上的。
It's because the high priest has to bring in the blood to sprinkle upon the mercy.
你怎么弹呢？
So if you cannot see it, how can you sprinkle upon it?
你以为是弹在施恩座上？
Do you think it's just to sprinkle upon the mercy?
但是要是个手高一点，
if it's a little higher,
你就弹到后边去了。
Then you sprinkle it to the back.
你就没有弹到施恩座上。
And you did not sprinkle upon the mercy.
你弹到歪那个手歪过来。右边一点，
and if it's just a little to the right,
那个血可能就弹到右边的外头去了。
And so maybe it'll fall off to the right.
你说大祭司在里面怎么 可以做这些动作呢？
And so how can the high priest have these actions as
well? 因为这些动作在神面前做必须要做得很准确。
Because to have these actions before God has to be most accurate.
那看不见怎么可以做得准确？
So if you cannot see it, how can you do it accurately?
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
在那些日子里面神已经给我们看到一点点
Even in those days God showed us a little bit
会幕的外面有阳光
Now outside in the courtyard of the tabernacle there's the sunlight
圣所的里头有烛台的光
Now in the holy place there's the light from the candlesticks
应该是灯台的光
Now you can have the light from the lampstand
至圣所里面呢
Now in the most Holy place.
没有阳光，也没有灯光。
There is no light and there is no lamp.
但是却有神荣耀的光。
But there is the light of God's glory.
那现在我们来到新耶路撒冷。
And so now when we come to New Jerusalem,
我们看到至圣所里边所表达的那个事实。
We can see the fact that's manifest in the most holy place.
很具体的。
Very practically.
显在人的眼前。
That it can be seen before man's presence.
整个新耶路撒冷城。
The entire city of the New Jerusalem It does not need the light of the sun or moon Because God himself is the light of the city So brothers and sisters Here mentions these two things There is no temple There is no light There is no natural light
没有电没有光 那是什么意思
And so what does it mean to have no temple and no light?
弟兄姊妹们，你我们晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we understand.
如果从功用上面去看
，if we look at the function itself,
电的功用乃是人侍奉、敬拜、寻求神的地方。
Now the temples where man seeks, worship, and serves God.
那没有电
，without the temple,
人怎么去侍奉神呢
？How does man serve God?
人怎么去？敬拜神
How does man worship God?
人怎么去寻求神
How does man seek after God?
感谢主
We thank the Lord
没有眼睛看得见的殿
There is no temple seen by the eyes
但是那里说
But there is a
有神和羔羊自己围成的殿
For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it
弟兄姊妹你看到一个什么事实
Brothers and sisters, what fact do you see?
到了这一个时刻
It is at this moment
我们才真正的了解与神合而为是怎么的一个结果
It is then we can truly comprehend what is the result of the union with God
而我们以为
We think
我们与神合一就是我们跟神成为一个了
That when we're united as one with God we have become one
我们联合起来了
We have been united
不错是联合起来
Yes we are in union
但是联合到一个什么的程度呢
But what degree is that union
那弟兄姊妹你看到这里
Brothers and sisters you can see here
刚才我们提到
We may mention
电的功用是人在神面前的寻求侍奉和敬拜
But the function of the temple is for man to seek worship and serve
在神那一边呢
On God's side
那是神的居所
That is the dwelling place of God
神的安息
That is the place where he has rest. And so now, in new heaven and new earth, brothers and sisters, you see this fact then.
我们和神已经合一到一个地步，你再也分不开什么是什么了。
That we are in such a union with God, no longer can you separate what is what.
虽然我们不够大胆说，那一个时候神跟我们已经不能再分了。
Now we cannot be bold enough to say at that time that no longer is God and us separable.
但是按照这里所记载的那个事实
But according to the facts recorded here,
那个时候的光景就是这样。
That is the very condition at that time.
因为神成为那个殿
Because God has become that temple.
我们寻求侍奉敬拜就在神里面。
And our seeking, our worship, our service is in God.
而神把我们接进去的时候
And when God receives us in
那神自己就在那里得到安息
And God himself then gains the rest
神就在那里停歇下了他一切的工
And that is where he rests from all his work
因为在上面已经说到了
Because previously it says
宝座上的宣告是这样说 that, 都成了
That is what is proclaimed on the throne It is finished
而我们是在感谢神
Indeed we praise and thank God
那但是问如我们光是凭这里我们还不能说的那么大胆呢
Now just with this we cannot be that bold
上一次已经 一多次的我跟弟兄姊妹提到这一点
Now repeatedly I mentioned this point with brothers and sisters last night
这个城没有殿
Now there's no temple in this city
这个城没有 物质的光。
Now there's no physical light in this city.
殿是神和羔羊。
Now the temple is God and the Lamb.
光源也是神和羔羊。
And also they are the light.
结果呢？
The result
就发生这样的一个现象。
Then we can see this phenomenon.
列国要在城的光里行走。
That the nations will walk in the light of this city.
列国要在城的光里行走。
That the nations will walk in the light of this city.
那他们在城的光里行走。
Now if they walk in the light of the city.
就引出一个事实来。
It brings forth this fact.
地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
And the kings of the earth do bring the glory and honor into it.
那这是第一点。
That's the first point.
那第二点呢？
The second point.
城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
那现在我们看到一个很不寻常的事实。
And so we see something that is not ordinary.
列国的君王把他们的荣耀归给这个城。
Now the kings of the earth do bring the glory and honor into the city.
所有的人都把列国的尊贵荣耀也归于这个城。
And the people shall also bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
我们要问的。
Then we must ask.
为什么要归于那个城？
Why is it that it will belong to the city?
那个城凭什么去接受这个荣耀？
By what can the city receive that glory?
我们知道这个城是新耶路撒冷。
Now we know the city is the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷就是在荣耀里的教会。
And the New Jerusalem is the church in glory.
既然是教会，
If it is the church,
它凭什么去接受荣耀？
By what can the church receive glory?
为什么人要把荣耀归给教会？
Why is it that man has to give glory to the church?
弟兄姊妹，这个在我们今天来说是毫无道理。
Brothers and sisters, for us today, that does not make sense at all.
在我们今天来说，
For us today,
一切的荣耀尊贵只能归给神和羔羊。
That our glory and honor can only be given to God and the Lamb.
教会是不能接受任何的荣耀。
Now the church cannot receive any glory.
事实上教会也不配接受荣耀。
And the fact is that the church is also not worthy to receive glory.
但是稀奇的，
But what is amazing,
到了这个时候，
It is at that time,
一切的荣耀没有说是归给神和羔羊，
But all the glory and honors did not say it is given to God and the Lamb,
而是说归给城，
But to the city.
弟兄姊妹，怎么可能？
Brothers and sisters, how is that possible?
怎么可以有这种光景？
How can this condition exist?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们深深地体会这一段话所说的，
Now we come to understand in detail what these passages are saying, especially in the entire chapter of 21,
你没有办法不接受这个事实。
Then there's no way but for you to accept this fact.
因为到了那一个时候，
Because at that time,
神与羔羊和教会已经不能再有分开了。
That God, the Lamb, and the church and will not be separated anymore.
当人在那里看见神的时候，
That when man sees God,
他一定也看见教会在其中。
They surely will also see the church therein.
当人看见教会的时候，
And when man sees the church,
他也不能没有看见神在其中。
They cannot but also see God therein.
教会与神和羔羊真的是完全调在一起。
Now the church, God and the Lamb is completely in union.
调在这一个新耶路撒冷的里头。
It is that they are all in union in this New Jerusalem.
当我们看到这里的时候，
Now when we see this,
我们才领会，
Then we can understand
为什么宝座上发出的那一个宣告那么的强烈。
Why is it that the proclamation from the throne is so strong?
都成了。
It is all finished.
都成了。
It is all finished.
什么都成了。
What does it mean all finished?
神起初的心意。
It is the original heart of God.
现在都完成了。
Now it is all finished.
神起初的心意。
What the original heart of God.
要叫人成为神的荣耀的发表。
Is that man will become the manifestation of the glory of God.
要叫人成为神权柄的发表。
That man would manifest God's authority.
要叫人成为城庄 神生命的丰富。
That man would be the vessel to hold the fullness of God's life.
经过了好长好长的年代。
And through so many generations.
人没有办法到这个地步。
Man cannot attain to that point.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了新耶路撒冷出来的时候。
That when New Jerusalem appeared.
神起初的那个心愿完成了。
The original will of God now is complete.
神起初那个目的完成了。
The original purpose of God is complete.
所以你看到了。
So you can see.
但这个城里面没有电。
There is no temple in the city. There is no light in the city.
城所有的荣耀就是神的荣耀。
But all the glory in the city is God's glory.
所有的荣耀就是神的城的荣耀。
All the glory of God is the glory of the city.
我们只能在神面前俯伏敬拜。
We can only bow and worship God.
我们不能不说一个事实。
We cannot say but say this fact.
我们现在说。
Now we say.
我们蒙恩全是神的怜悯。
We bestow grace is all by the mercy of God.
那是就着今天说的。
Now we can say that today.
你说到了最末后的时候，是不是还是说这个话呢？
But at the very end, is it still those words that we say?
弟兄姊妹，你自己看好了。
Brothers and sisters, you look for yourself.
除了这个话，你还能说什么？
Aside from that, what else can you say?
你我。
You and I,
凭着什么可以接受神的荣耀呢？
By what can receive the glory of God?
你我凭着什么成了神的荣耀？
You and I, by what can we be the glory of God?
不是神的怜悯是什么？
It is not by God's mercy, then by what?
我们不能不说。
We cannot but say.
从开始到尽头。
From the very beginning to the end.
是在神的怜悯里面给带过来的。
We have been brought through by the mercy of God.
我们只能在神的面前俯伏承认。我们的神他的恩惠怜悯远超过我们所能想象的。
We can only prostrate before the presence of God and say that his grace and his mercy far surpasses what we think or ask.
但是从古到今人的愚昧总是这样。
But from the past to now, man's foolishness is that way.
你读罗马书的时候 你读旧约 律法的底下的时候固然是领会这一点。
Now when you read the law in the Old Testament, you can understand that.
你读罗马书跟加拉太书的时候你又是读到这一个。
And when you read Romans and Galatians, you can also see the same thing.
人总是觉得如果我们自己不做一点啊，神的事情就做不了。
Man would always think if we don't do a little bit in our part, then God's matters would not be complete.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们一直看，看到神的事情完全成就。
When we look and see and continue to see that when God's matters are completed,
你看到一件事。
You can see one thing.
人在神面前能做的。
What man is able to do before God, only one thing.
那就信而顺服。
And that is to trust and obey.
一信你接受神所做的。
Now because you trust, you accept what God does.
一个顺服你跟上神所做的。
Because you obey, you follow on what God has done.
就是我们能做的就是这个。
Brothers and sisters, that is all that we're able to do.
其他的都是神做的。
Everything else is done by
God. 如果有人以为说我们能做什么可以讨神的喜悦。
Now if anyone thinks we can do anything to please God,
除了信而顺服你找不到别样的。
Besides trust and obey, you cannot find anything.
弟兄姊妹你记得在黑门山上主变化样貌的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember on Mount Hermon when our Lord was transfigured.
父在天上怎么说话。
What did our Father in heaven say?
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved Son.
我所喜悦。
In whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他。
You hear him, obey him.
神老早就指出了。
God has already pointed out long ago.
我们这些人是听他。
For us, it is to hear him.
不是为他做什么。
It is not to do anything for him.
是听他就而跟上他所做的。
It is to hear him, obey him, and follow on what he has done.
不是我们做什么来做到一个地步，神就可以成就他所要做的。
It is not that we do anything to a point that we would complete what he has done.
如果我们作为一个跟随主的人，不认识，我们是凭怜悯。能到神面前去的。
Now if we're one who follows the Lord and we cannot understand that it's by mercy we can follow on.
那我们还没有找到跟随主的路。
Then we have not found the way that we can follow our Lord.
每一个找到跟随主的路的人，他不能不承认这一个点。
Anyone who has found a way in following the Lord must confess this point.
离开了神的怜悯，我们什么都没有。
Aside from the mercy of God, we have nothing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那现在。新耶路撒冷是这样的显出来。
Now the New Jerusalem is manifested in this way.
21章最末了的里面有一些事情，又是常常叫神的儿女们有点 弄得有点混乱的。
Now at the end of chapter 21, there are also some things that often brings doubt to the children of God.
啊，那就是二十七节。
That is what is mentioned in verse 27.
他是凡不洁净的，必那行可憎与虚谎之事的，总不能进那城。
And there shall be no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie.
只有名字写在生命册上的才得进去。
But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
那你说到新天新地的时候啊？
And so you say a new heaven and new earth.
还有一些不洁净的。
There would still be something that are defiled.
还有一些是行可憎与虚谎的事的。
Would there still be those who worketh abomination or maketh a lie?
那这个新天新地跟现在这个旧天旧地有什么区别呢？
Then this new heaven and new earth, what's the difference between the old heaven and old earth?
那这是头一个叫人心里面纳闷的。
And so that is one thing that would cause doubt in man's heart.
那第二个呢？
And the second,
这只有名字写在生命车羔羊生命车上的。才得进去。
That they only can enter which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
那我们能不能进去？
So can we enter?
Nancy 点头说我们能进去。
Nancy nods her hand, say we can enter.
你想想看，再想想看。
Now think about it. Think about that.
我提得出来啊，一定是有古怪的。
Now if I mention this question, there's got to be a catch to it.
我们能不能进去？
Can we enter into it?
我们不需要进去、啊、
We don't need to enter into it, brothers and sisters.
因为我们就是这个城啊。
Because we are that city.
那这样这些羔羊生命册才能进去的显然是在城外的了。
And so those who are written in the book, the Lamb's book of life, to enter in, they must be outside the city.
那这些城外的是什么人？
And so who are these outside the city?
城外有些什么人？
Who are those that may be outside the city?
在这里就给我们看到两批人。
And so here we can see two groups of people.
一批人是不能进去的。
One is a group that cannot enter in.
一批人是可以进去的。
Now one group can enter in.
那可以进去的是什么人？
And so who are those who can enter in?
不能进去的又是什么人？
And who are those who cannot enter in?
能进去的人。
Now those who can enter in.
不在新耶路撒冷里。
Are not in the New Jerusalem.
但是在新天新地里，这没有问题。
In new heaven and new earth, we have no question about that.
但是不能进去的。
But those who cannot enter in.
在不在新耶路撒冷，新天新地里。
Are those also in new heaven and new earth then?
如果这些人还留在新天新地里。
Now if those people that cannot enter still remain in new heaven and new earth.
那这个新天新地就不见得那么。尊贵了。
Then this new heaven and new earth does not seem that glorious and honorable. 不见得
是那样的完备，毫无没有瑕疵了。
Does not seem that holy without blemish.
那弟兄姊妹，这个我们一定要弄清楚。
So brothers and sisters, we must be clear about that.
我们弄不清楚的时候，就常常在这里给卡住了。
Now we're not clear, then we'll be stuck here.
我们先解决。
First, let us solve.
那是能进城的。
Those who can enter the city.
那是能进城的是什么人呢？
Who are those that are able to enter the city?
那是经过白色大宝座的审判而存留下来进到新天新地的列国。
Now that is the nations that have gone through the judgment of the great white throne and have entered into new heaven and new earth.
白宝座的审判判决的结果是根据名字在不在生命册上。
Now the judgment before the great white throne is dependent upon if their names are written in the book of life.
你名字不在生命册上，你就不行。
If their names are not in the book of life, then they cannot enter.
你就给扔到火湖里。
They'll be winged into the lake of fire.
名字在生命册上的。
If their names are in the book of life.
这个不是说教会。
Now that is not the church.
是从历世历代以来的那些寻求神的人。
It is throughout the generations those who seek after God.
是教会以外的人。
It is those outside of the church.
二十章的时候我们也特别提过这一点，但是我们承认我们常常很善忘的。
Now we mentioned that in chapter 20, but we confess we are very forgetful.
那所以这些在新耶路撒冷城外居住在新天新地里的，那就是这些经过白色大宝座而能过渡到勇士的那一批列国的人。
And so now this group of people who live in new heaven and new earth but outside of the city of the new Jerusalem, they are those, the nations, We have gone through the judgment of the great white throne.
所以那里才有列国要把他的荣耀归给这个城。
Therefore, there is the nations that will bring the glory and honor into the city.
不然的话，就除了教会、新天新地就没有别的人了。
Because outside then of the church, there would be no other in the new heaven and new earth.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
除了教会。
Aside from the church,
还有历世历代寻求神的人，神没有忘记他们。
That there are still those who seek after God throughout the generations that God did not forget.
神让他们活在新天新地。
That God allows for them to live in new heaven and new earth.
神也让他们可以进到耶路撒冷去欣赏神的杰作。
And God also allows for them to enter into the New Jerusalem to admire God's masterpiece.
这就是以弗所书第二章里边所说的。
And that is also written in Ephesians chapter 2.
神要把他的慈爱和他的大能大力，他的智慧。
That God will show his love, his great might, and his wisdom.
存留下来给以后的世代看。
To be kept as a spectacle for the generations.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是头一个问题。
Now that is the first.
第二个问题。
The second one.
那是不能进城的人。
Those who cannot enter the city.
那他们是不是也在新天新地里呢？
Does that mean they're also a new heaven and new earth?
那弟兄姊妹，我承认，对将来新天新地的整个的环境。我不能掌握得很准确。
Now, brothers and sisters, I confess, and for the entire situation, condition of the new heaven and new earth, I cannot grasp very accurately.
但是有一点，我确实有把握。
But there's one point that I have confidence.
那些不能进城的。
Those who cannot enter the city.
他们是在哪里？
Where are they?
他们都是在火湖里。
They're all in the lake of fire.
在火湖里的人当然是不能进城。
And so, if they're in the lake of fire, of course they cannot enter the city.
那就引出一个问题，那火湖在哪里？
Then it brings forth this question, where is the lake of fire?
那火湖是不是也在新天新地里？
Does it mean that the lake of fire is also in the new heaven and new earth?
当然不是。
Of course not.
如果是的话，那就不是新天新地。
If it were in the new heaven and new earth, then it is not the new heaven and new earth.
那既然不是
If not, where are they? Where is it?
我们不知道它在哪里。
We don't know where it is.
我们肯定一件事。
We're sure one thing.
它一定是在新天新地这个范围外。
It is for sure outside of the boundary of this new heaven and new earth.
我们来看看以赛亚书六十六章。
Now, if we look at Isaiah chapter 66,
我们看是二节。那几节。
Now, if we look at the last few verses, starting from verse 22.
耶和华说我所要造的新天新地怎样在我面前长存你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存每逢月朔安息日凡有血气的必来到我面前下拜这是耶和华说的他们必除去观看那是违背我人的尸首因为他们的虫是不死的他们的火是不灭的凡有血气的都必憎恶他们
Verses 22 to 24.
这是以赛亚先知模模糊糊的说到新天新地的那时候的光景。
Now this is the prophet Isaiah in very abstract way speaks of the condition of the new heaven and new earth.
当然他所说的模糊也没有比启示录所说的模糊多一点或是少一点
And of course, as abstract as he is, it's just as the same in Revelation.
因为你看以赛亚书六十六章，你是模模糊糊。
Because when
跟二十二章里边所提到的一些事，我们还是模模糊。
And when you read into some of the things mentioned in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, we're still as abstract and dim.
虽然是模模糊糊
，though it may be very dim.
但是六十六章以赛亚书却给我们一个，姑且借用这个名词。地理的观念
But at least as abstract as it is in Isaiah 66 at least shows us let's use this term a geographic condition
六十六章里面你看到一件事
Chapter 66 you see this
神所纪念的众人都在新天新地
All those that God has remembered is in new heaven and new earth
那么在月朔安息日就是神给他们属上的日子的那些日子
And so in the days that God allowed for them to remember the new moons and the Sabbath
那这些住在新天新地的人都到外面去
And so all those who are new, in new heaven and new earth, they will go outside.
去看那些给神放到明说吧，这是火湖里的人。
And so they shall go forth and look upon, to be very clear, it is to look upon those in the lake of fire.
哎，我在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Because there shall the fire not be quenched, and the worms shall not die.
这是火湖。
That is the lake of fire.
那火湖在哪里？
Where is the lake of fire?
66章就给我们一个领会。
Chapter 66 gives us this understanding.
在新天新地之外。
It is outside the new heaven and new earth.
当然具体的情形我们承认说模糊。
Of course, the actual situation, we confess, it is very abstract.
实际的情况模糊。
Now, the actual situation, we are dim.
但起码我们弄清楚了一件事。
But at the very least, we're clear on this.
一切与神无份无关的人，他们的永远是在火湖里。
All those who have nothing to do with God, their eternity is in the lake of fire.
火湖是在新天新地之外。
And the lake of fire is outside of the new heaven and new earth.
凡是在新天新地里边的
All that is in new heaven and new earth
都是给神纪念的
is remembered by God
而新天新地的中心
and the center of new heaven and new earth
那是荣耀的教会
and that is the glorious church
神和羔羊在其中
and God and the Lamb are therein
那好二十一章里边我要跟弟兄姊妹补充一点交通的是这个部分。
And now that is the points that I want to add on in chapter 21. 那么
我们继续要往前看。
If we continue on.
看新天新地里边、哦、新耶路撒冷城里头的一些光景。
Now if we look at some condition in new heaven and new earth, what is in the city of Jerusalem.
新天新地的一般的情形。
Here is, we see the general situation of new heaven and new earth.
那22章一开始。
Chapter 22 starts.
那天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河
And he showed me a pure river of water of life
明亮如水晶
Clear as crystal
从神和羔羊的宝座流出来
Out of the throne of God and of the Lamb
啊，这个可以给我们稍微领会到以西结书那一个叫赐生命的河水的那一件事情
Now, this will give us some kind of understanding of what is in Ezekiel, how the river of life is granted.
那是在以西结书的第三十三十七
Chapter 47.
那就是四十七章那里
Chapter 47.
所提到那个事
There it mentions about that matter.
也就是将来那个死海变甜的那个事
and that is also the issue when the Dead Sea shall become a field 死
海也发生生命的那个事
that even the Dead Sea will give forth life
但弟兄姊妹你记得
brothers and sisters remember
这里面所说的是国度里边的情形
here what it mentions is the situation in the kingdom
还不是新天新地的情形
it is still not the situation in the new heaven and new earth
现在二十二章启示录所说的是新天新地里头的情形
But what is mentioned in Revelation chapter 22 is about the new heaven and new earth
但是这一个情形啊也就是国度的时候在以色列地所发生的事情的那一个根据
But here is also the foundation in which some of the things take place in the kingdom in the land of Israel
那是叫万物活过来的那些水是从神的宝座那里流出来的
and that is that the water that will give life to all things is from the throne of God
羔羊的宝座里头流出来
it's also from the throne of the Lamb
因为这个河叫生命河
because this river is the river of life
是神的羔羊把这个生命显明出来的
it is that the Lamb of God manifests this life
那么到了二十二章的时候
now when we reach chapter 22
我们就看到一件事情
we can see one thing
在二十一章里边没有提到的
It is not mentioned in chapter 21
但是二十一章却是没有用着那一个 那些字句来提到的
Chapter 21 does not use those words to mention it
但却是暗暗在那里提出来
But does mention it hiddenly
那么新天新地
And so in new heaven and new earth
当你越看进去的时候
The more you look into it,
你看到它的特色是什么?
You can see what is the special characteristic of it.
那个特色就是生命。
The special characteristic of it is life.
你在二十一章所看到的各种宝石，那是生命。 的现象的发表。
Now, and all the precious stones you see in chapter 21 is the manifestation of the phenomenon of life.
你看到那一颗珍珠，那是生命的现象的发表。
Now, when you see that those pearls, that is also the manifestation of the phenomenon of life.
那些透明的晶晶和那个碧玉，那就是生命的现象的发表。
Now, when you see those gold and jasper that's clear and transparent, that's also the manifestation of this phenomenon of life.
过生命这个词。
But yet, it does not make mention of this word life.
但是你体会到那里充满的就是生命。
But what you can understand, it is filled with the glory of life.
因为那里所发表的都是生命。
Because what is manifested there is all the phenomenon of life.
二章呢？
But now in chapter 22,
你看得很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, you see clearly.
一了当就说。
Very clearly, it just says.
生命河。
It is the river of life.
生命水。
It is the tree of life.
那也就是说
It is also to say
这一个生命河
This river of life
是流遍这个城的
It flows throughout the city
这个生命树
And this tree of life
它是结满了各种各样十二样果子
Which bear forth 12 manner of fruits
没有一个时间不结果子
There is not one time she does not yield her fruit
那所以你到了你一看到这里的时候
And so when you see here
你就看到新耶路撒冷的那一个性质
You can see the very nature of the New Jerusalem
21章你看见新耶路撒冷的现象
Chapter 21 you can see the phenomenon of New Jerusalem
这里你看到新耶路撒冷的性质
Chapter 22 you can see the nature of New Jerusalem
那个性质就是生命
And the nature is life
那为什么你 很有意思
Brothers and sisters very meaningful
生命河流出来
Now the river of life flows forthIt is in the middle of the city.
那这个城地方怎么记得四千里长高，长宽高都一样。
And so, brothers and sisters, you remember that the length and the width of the city, it is the same.
很有意思。
It is very meaningful.
这个，因为它高，我们就是说它是从山下一直建造到山上。
Now, the height we say it is from the bottom of the hill and it is built upward.
那水都是往上流的。
And so we can see the water flows downward.
我们就知道神的宝座一定是在山的最高的那个地方。
And so we can just picture that the throne of God is at the peak of the mountain.
从那里流出一道生命水。
And so from there it flows forth a river of life.
这个河是贯穿着整个城的。
Now this river of life flows throughout the city.
因为它是在城当中。
Because it is in the middle of the city.
这是城的街道的当中。
It is in the middle of the street of the city.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你看到这个河子很特别
now you see this river is very unique
它这里说是一道河
it says one river here
但是它确实在城的街道
but yet it is in the street of the city
那你说这个城有多少的街道
and so you say how many streets are in the city
我们不知道
we don't know
但是这里就告诉我们说
but here it says
有一道河
there's one river
它是在城里的街道
it is in the street of the city
那也就是说如果用我们今天的那个观念来去理会
So in other words according to the concept we have today
那这个河好像是一个蜘蛛网一样、哦、
And so then this river is just like a web
布满了全城
It is spread throughout the city
但是你再看下去呢
But when you look on
你又不懂了
Then you don't understand
他说这个河上面有生命树
That on either side of the river there is the tree of life
有几棵生命树
How many tree of life?
一棵
One
一棵也不是大问题
No, it's not an issue with one tree of life
问题是这一个树啊
But the issue is this tree
在河这边也在河那边
It is on either side of the river
哎呀你说
Then you say
这是怎么回事
How is this possible?
哎呀你说这个树啊
So you say this tree
因为它只有一棵
Because it's only one tree
我记得 我那边在英国跟他们读经的那一本我比快来的书出了以后上海一些弟兄都把它们弄成简体字来翻译
And I remember when I was sharing in England about my book He Will Quickly Come and the brothers and sisters in China quickly translated into the characters in Chinese the short form
那个整理负责整理那个弟兄啊他就提到这个问题
And so then the brother in charge of the editing was questioning this issue
因为我在那里是特意写上了 在生命河里面有一棵生命树。
Because I especially emphasize and stress that there's only one tree of life in the river.
他就把了一个大问号来问我。
So he has a big question mark asking me.
我想不仅是他了，任何一个人都会的。
Now I don't think only him, but anyone would have this question.
只有一棵树吗？
Just one tree?
可能吗？
Is that possible?
啊、在我们的观念里面的确是不可能。
In our concept, it is impossible.
哪里能有一棵树？
How can it only be one tree?
它能在河的这边和那边。
That it can be on both sides of the river.
而这个河又是 贯透全城的。
And this river is also throughout the city.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正因为这样特别。
It is because it is unique in this way.
我们就知道这里边是有宝贝的东西。
Then we know then there's something precious about this.
宝贝的是什么？
What is precious?
我们就要问。
Then we must ask.
这棵生命树是什么？是什么？
What is this tree of life?
是主自己。
It is the Lord himself.
是神的羔羊。
It is the Lamb of God.
是神的儿子。
It is the Son of God.
他就是这样的伏庇着整个城。
That he himself will shadow the whole city.
他就是这样的啊，滋润着整个城。
That he himself nourishes the whole city.
那在这个树上面结十二样果子。
And so upon this tree it bears 12 manner of fruits.
每一个月都结果子。
And yields her fruit every month.
问题又来了。
And so another issue.
树上的叶子要医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
弟兄姊妹们，我承认我实在不懂。
Brothers and sisters, I confess, indeed, I don't understand.
第一就是那个果子给谁吃。
One is who are the fruits for?
第二，那个叶子
，Secondly,
医治万民。
The leaves of the tree to heal the nations.
那为什么要有这个要医治呢？
Why is there a need for healing?
到了新天新地。
For new heaven and new earth.
那应该是不再有这种事情发生吗？
It should be that the situation should not arise.
二十一章那里已经提到了吗？
Because chapter 21 already mentioned.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛。
No longer is there death, weeping, sorrows, or pain.
那么这些事都没有了。
And so if they're not existing.
那还有什么事情需要医治的呢？
And so what needs to be healed?
我们承认。
We confess.
我们实在不懂。
Indeed, we don't understand.
我们说不懂就我们不懂就是说不懂。
If we don't understand, we say we don't understand.
我们不勉强去说懂。
We do not force to make it understandable.
但是我们的主这样记录下来呢？
But when our Lord records this,
也不是没有一点点的迹象给我们去寻找。
It is also not without any trace that we can seek after.
但我们也只能做寻找而已。
But we can only do the seeking.
我们却没有办法下结论。
Yet we cannot have a conclusion.
那一个可能的光景是什么？
Now what is a possible condition?
那这一些生命树的果子。
Now the fruits of this tree of life.
没有说是给万民的。
It did not say it is for the nations.
那显然。
So apparently.
那是为城内的人的。
It is for those in the city.
那城内的人是什么？
And so who are those in the city?
教会。
It is the church.
那教会在那里
the church is there
实在是享用到生命树的果子的那一个实际
indeed practically enjoys the reality of the fruit of the tree of life
因为整个新耶路撒冷就是生命树的果子的所结出来的那种光景
because the entire city of the New Jerusalem is the very condition of the fruit that is bore by the tree of life
而叶子为医治万民。
Now the tree, the leaves of the tree of life,
万民
is for the healing of the nation.
城外。
Now the nation is outside of the city.
但是我们别忘了。
But let us not forget.
这个是新天新地。
This is new heaven and new earth.
任何一点被造的那个软弱都不能在那里出现。
Now any weakness in creation would not appear there.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须记得。
My brothers and sisters, you must remember.
城外的万民。不是透过救赎而进入新天新地。
That the nations outside of the city is not, they did not enter new heaven and new earth through redemption.
教会是经过救赎而进到新耶路撒冷。
Now the church has gone through redemption to enter into the new Jerusalem.
那是直接取用基督的生命。
That they directly appropriate from the life of Christ.
连接到。这一个生命的主哪里
that they're connected with the Lord of life
但是这些万民呢
but these nations
他们在旧约的时候是因为寻求神而蒙纪念。
They are remembered because in the Old Testament they sought after God.
而且在国度里头因敬畏神而蒙纪念。
And in the kingdom because they fear God, they are remembered.
或者是一些在神面前被成全的义人，他们是因着神的怜悯而蒙纪念的。
Or those are those who are righteous and are perfected and remembered by God.
那这许许多多的人都没有经过基督的救赎。
Now all these people did not go through the redemption of Christ.
那所以他们还不能完全有神的性情和神的性质。
And so these people cannot completely have the nature or the character of God.
那带着这样的一种光景，你怎么长久永远活在新天新地里呢？
And so with that condition then, how can you forever live in new heaven and new earth?
主自己在这里给我们看到一点点。
And so the Lord himself shows us a little bit here.
就借着生命树上的叶子。
It is through the leaves of the tree of life.
叫他们得医治
so that they can be healed.
医治什么？
To heal what?
医治他们不够完全的那种光景。
To heal the condition which they are not perfect.
我也许我们用今天的话来讲。
Maybe in today's words.
树上的叶子是给他们打预防针。
And that the leaves of the tree of life is for them to take the prevention shots.
打了这个预防针就不会发生在什么。不调和的难处。
And so when they take these prevention shots, then they will not have anything that is not
met. 但是不管那个时候真实的情形是怎样。
So regardless what the actual situation is at that time, of course we confess we are dim regarding this.
可能是这样。
It could be this.
但真正是怎样我们不知道。
But how it actually is, we truly don't know.
有一件事情我们知道的。
But one thing we know.
不管是教会也好。
Regardless if it's the church.
不是教会也好。
Or not the church.
在新天新地里头的
those in new heaven and new earth
全都是支取神的羔羊所做的而存留下来的。
All those can remain is because they draw upon what the Lamb of God has done.
全都是在神的羔羊的丰满的里边永远活着的。
That they live always in the fullness of the Lamb of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因做这样的事情
because of such a matter.
这里一句话太宝贝了。
Here there are some words is too precious.
以后再没有咒诅了。
There is no more curse.
没有咒诅了。
No more curse.
因为也咒诅的原因不存在了。
Because no longer the reason for the curse does not exist.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好了。
Now.
现在又我们要来注意一件事了。
Now we pay attention to some things.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，不再也他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Verse 3 to verse 5。
那弟兄姊妹们，千万不要把这个跟国度那一千年做王的那件事情撩在一起。
Now brothers and sisters, do not connect this part here with the reigning in the kingdom.
这是另外的一件事。
It is another matter.
从时间上来说
，from time，
那做王一千年是在国度。
Now they are to reign 1,000 years is in the kingdom.
现在做王是在新天新地。
Now when they reign is in new heaven and new earth.
时间是永永远远。
Now the time is forever.
那弟兄姊妹说，很显然是两件事。
So brothers and sisters, it is very apparent two different things.
但是这两是两件事。
It is two different things.
但是当中有没有一些是重叠的呢？
But is there in the midst anything that overlaps?
有。
Yes.
什么是重叠呢？
What overlaps?
教会的得胜者。
It is the overcomers of the church.
教会的得胜者在这两件事上是重叠的。
Now, the overcomers of the church overlap with these two things.
因为在国度里面做王的是教会的得胜者。
Because it is the overcomers of the church that reign in the kingdom.
那现在在这里做王到永永远远的得胜者并没有给踢开。
And so, those who reign here forever and ever, the overcomers, are not kicked out. But yet, the boundary has expanded. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. That is to say, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And the Lord God will give them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Now these servants, they are reigning forever and ever. So who are these servants? Now it does not say here. But if we read on, it says, and so let us first find this group of servants.
我们留意第九节
Verse 9,
他对我说千万不可我与你和你的弟兄众先知并那些守着书上言语的人同是做仆人的
Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Brothers and sisters, you see,
他的仆人是哪一些?
Who are his servants?
有旧约的先知,
it is those prophets in the Old Testament.
有神的儿女,
it is the children of God.
那就是约翰所表达,
and that is what John manifests.
和那些遵守启示录这一本书上的预言的,
and all those who keep the sayings of this book of Revelation.
那这一个是包括, 教会的时期和国度的时期里面敬畏神的人
And so that period includes then in the period of the church and the period of the kingdom those who fear God. We thank the Lord. We can see
神的心多大?
How great is the heart of God
在国度里头,
in the kingdom.
你看见神所纪念,
now you can see that God especially remembers the overcomers of the church.
但到了新天新地的时候,
but in new heaven and new earth,
你看神纪念的那个范围宽广多了,
you can see how broad the boundary of God's remembrance is.
几乎你碰到神那永远的旨意, 又爱慕和这一个神永远的旨意发生关系, 神就数算。
Now, if you encounter the internal will of God and you encounter someone who has a desire to come into contact with that, God will remember.
有些人, 那个时候没有给数点,
some may be not counted in those days.
也许他要提出抗议了,
maybe they'll protest.
他说,
God, how come you don't remember me?
我不知道神会怎样回答他,
I don't know how God will reply.
我想神大概也会这样说,
maybe God will say in general this.
因为我在你身上寻找, 没有办法找到一点点, 你的心里面所想的和你手里所做的和我永远的旨意有一点点的粘连。
Because when I seek upon you, search upon you, I do not see in your heart or what you have done with your hands is any bit related to my eternal will.
我是真的盼望你也能在这个纪念里。
I truly desire that you will also be in this remembrance.
不是我不想纪念你,
it is not that I do not want to remember you.
但是我实在找不到 要纪念的根据,
but in fact, I cannot find the foundation which I will remember you.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我想这些事情啊,
I think that these things
真的是在我们的主还没有完成他所要做的这些事意, 就是说神还留下时间和机会给我们的时候,
that is where God still remains for us time and chances.
我们 真的要在主的面前先给自己数算一下,
truly before the Lord's presence we have to count for ourselves.
将来我带着什么去见主,
what is it that I bring to see the Lord?
比如说平常我们说到主复活以前,
brothers and sisters, many times we say before the Lord was risen,
玛利亚是及时把山膏膏子,
that Mary in time she did anoint the Lord.
尼格迪姆跟那个约翰,
and Nicodemus and John,
也用很多的香料膏主,
they also use many,
那个亚利马太,
and it is also Joseph. It was also Joseph that used many fragrances to anoint the Lord. And on the morning of our Lord's resurrection, many women wanted to bring the fragrances to anoint the Lord. But yet they were late. The Lord was risen. Now, so what is left that they were just exasperated. I wanted to anoint the Lord, but he's no longer there.
严格说起来, 不是主不在了,
now, to be strict, it's not that the Lord is no longer there, but it's no longer a need.
Now, 因此弟兄姊妹,当我们看到启示录最末了的时候,
and so, brothers and sisters, when we see at the end of Revelation, we see that when God has finished it all,
我们不能不留意, 我们 在没有建筑以前,
we cannot but take note then, before we see the Lord, how do we prepare ourselves to meet Him?
啊, 我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主说了这许许多多的话,
the Lord has said so many words.
他说出了,
he tells us.
他差遣使者要将快成的事告诉他的众仆人,不是一个仆人。
That he sends his angels to tell his servants, not one, but many, his servants, of the things that will shortly come about. So that all who has this heart and desire to remember the Lord would understand.
明白什么呢?
To understand what?
一句话,
one word, one
看啊,
behold,
我必快来,
I will come quickly.
凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Blessed are those who keep the prophecy of this book.
巴不得我们都是在主宣告这个祝福里边有份的人。
May we be also those who partake in this blessing that's proclaimed by our Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
到了这里,
now here,
我们的主把那永远必成的事的内容
Our Lord tells us the eternal things which will shortly come about. He has also revealed to us the result. He also reminds us how we should await for that day. Now, brothers and sisters, if we can grasp on the content in the book of Revelation, then when we read again the words in 2 Peter chapter
3.
Then we'll truly understand what it is to look and wait and hasten the day of His return.
不然的话, 那一句话好像 太笼统了,
otherwise, then those words seem too general, too empty.
但当我们看过领会到启示录里边主向我们所发表的
But when we have seen and understood what the Lord wants to reveal to us in Revelation, then truly before the Lord's presence, we must say, Lord, grant us a very urgent heart to wait upon you, to hasten for you, that you will come quickly, because you have said it, that you will come quickly. May the Lord deal graciously with us. I think we'll end here tonight. Next Tuesday, we'll wrap up the entire book of Revelation.
我们祷告。